Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. We're on site, on location at Abacoli's. We're here every single month with Liverpool High School, the Warriors sports programs all throughout the year. We're very proud to have been here with Abacoli's for many years, right down the road, 7839 Oswego Road in Liverpool, within walking distance from the high school. We're here for part two of our special with the Liverpool Warriors football team, as this is their kickoff broadcast going into the 2023 season. Sitting next to me, I have John Sindoni and Nyquez Madison. Can we give them a round of applause, please? Nyquez and John. Nyquez, I'm going to start with you here. We were talking off the air about running back and corner.
Yeah.
So you said you lean more on, if you had to pick, you'd pick running back?
Yeah.
Okay, who's your favorite running back in the NFL right now?
I don't got one right now.
You don't have one right now?
No.
Do you have one all time?
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, okay. Why Le'Veon?
Because he's patient and know how to explode when it comes down to it.
Patient and he knows how to explode. Okay, all right. I can appreciate that. John, favorite quarterback right now in the NFL? And a current one?
Probably Patrick Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes? All right. Is Pat Mahomes head and shoulders above everybody in the league, or is there somebody close?
No, I think Josh Allen's close.
Allen's close? All right.
Yeah.
Will the Buffalo Bills sniff the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know. Probably not. I think the Chiefs got it.
Think the Chiefs got it again? All right. So, John, you said this is your first time doing anything like this, but you're a quarterback. You're supposed to be the leader here.
Yeah.
Have you worked on being more vocal for your team on the field?
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Not a lot.
A little bit,
yeah.
So you're more of the leader that I'm going to show you rather than say it. How do you become more vocal? How do you work on that?
I think in the weight room, it's probably easier.
Okay.
I mean, it's louder. You can be motivated. Probably the weight room.
You have your dad as the head coach.
Yeah.
What's that like?
I don't know. It has its ups and downs, but at the end of the day, I mean, it's fun playing with my dad, playing for him. So,
and when he says something to you on the field, and he says something at home to you, which are you more apt to listen to? What he says on the field or what he says in the house?
Probably on the field. Definitely on the field.
On the field? Okay. Yeah. All right. Fair enough. So, this team for you, John, how would you describe it in three words this year?
Motivated. Motivated. I mean, I guess like hardworking. Could that be one?
Okay. Motivated, hardworking, and
I'd say discipline.
And discipline. All right. Nyquez, do you feel like this team is showing discipline this season as you get ready for going into this first game?
I feel we're showing more discipline that we did last year, that most definitely. So, like, we definitely, like, stepped our game up a little bit more.
So, more discipline than last year. Is it where you want it to be, though?
Maybe not right now, but along the way we will.
Okay. What makes you believe in this year's team?
Because we're more – because a lot of us been around long enough to understand how it goes, so it's like – maybe we might come together more than we did last year. And plus, we all share like a brotherhood, basically. So it's like, yeah, we're going to come together more. More discipline and all that.
You heard your teammates discuss the fact that last season there was that bad taste in your mouth and that there was motivation that came from that. What can you say about how motivated this team looks right now?
Definitely more motivated than last year.
Definitely more than last year. Okay. All right. Where's the meter, though? If last year was, like, out of 10, what would last year be? What's right now?
2 last year.
Yeah.
So 2 last year? Where are we at right now on the motivation meter?
I give it a 6.
Give it a 6?
Yeah.
How do we get to a 10? We got to get to a 10 before the first game.
Just keep working.
Yeah.
Just keep working.
Once we keep working and once we come along more, we start having practices more often with each other and engage with each other, of course we're going to come together. Yeah.
A lot of new faces, John. What's that like for you when you're a quarterback to see a team that has a lot of new to it?
I mean, it's a lot of learning. You got to learn your players, I guess. So I feel like just learning them will make the team better, make me better.
Where have you, in your opinion, gotten better as a quarterback? What are some of those things that you think have transitioned more positively from last year?
I mean, I feel like I'm bigger. I mean, last season, I think I was 155 at the end of the season. Right now, I think I'm like 182. I think I'm better. I can move better in the pocket, and I feel more comfortable. I think I'm more patient. So,
more patient in the pocket?
Yeah.
Getting to know your guys, obviously, that's going to come through
right.
The repetition in practice.
Yeah.
But have you tried to spend some time outside of practice just kind of working out and tossing the ball to try and understand your receivers?
Yeah, I mean, usually after lift, we'll probably throw for 30 minutes, just go through the route tree and then a couple plays. And we'll throw, I mean, I'll have probably 30, 40 throws, and that's four times a week. So it's a lot of throws every week.
Okay. All right. Aquas, this is your quarterback. What do you think about that?
Wow.
I think I got a good quarterback. That's what I think.
You think you got a good quarterback? There was a very long pause before we got to that. So you think you got a good quarterback?
Of course.
Okay. What is it about him that you like? What's it about John that you think makes him a good quarterback?
When he make you believe you have the ball and then pull the ball right from you and have you sit there stuck thinking you lost the ball too. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think if he fakes you out enough, he's going to fake out the defense?
Oh, he definitely fakes me out. So, of course,
he fakes you out. Okay. Do you ever get in the huddle type situation with John and say, I want the ball right now? Do you ever command the ball?
No.
No?
No.
John said yes, you said no. You don't? You don't say, listen, there's 3 yards, just give me the rock, let me do it myself.
All right, if we in that situation, then yeah.
I just had to ask the right question. That's what I just had to get a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
So when do you tell John I want the ball? How many yards are we within? Five?
I give it about six yards.
6 yards?
Yeah.
So if you need six for a first down, you're going in the huddle going, give me the ball.
Of course.
John, how often does he tell you to give him the ball? Be honest.
Maybe, I mean, not a lot. Okay. Well, I mean, he's not selfish.
Yeah.
So he trusts his teammates, so that's good.
For you, I mean, obviously there's a playbook and there's things that you have to do, but do you want to be in a balanced style offense where you can lean on your running backs as well as lean on your arm? Do you feel like that's where we're heading?
Yeah. I mean, I think last year we ran a lot, so I feel like I think we should probably pass more this year, but I mean, we have a couple good backs, so I think it'll probably be even.
Do you see yourself running it all in some of those moments? Do you trust yourself?
Yeah, I do. I feel like I'm probably bigger now, so I feel more confident running the ball.
Likewise, you heard from your quarterback here that there's a few guys in the backfield. How would you describe the backs on Liverpool this season? Who's back there with you?
We got Owen back there. We got Kira Jones. Who else?
Tymir.
Oh yeah, Tymir Scott too. Yep.
How do they push you?
By being the running backs for me. Like we all share like the same skill as being a running back, and we all share like the brotherhood of being a running back, so we understand that together.
Are there differences in style for you guys?
Of course. Yeah.
How would you describe your style?
Fast, a little bit patient, and yeah.
First game is the most important game. So, Nyquez, have you circled that game and thought about it at all?
Of course.
All right. Bring me into that game. What's on your mind?
I want to get a lot of yards, but I also want to help my quarterback. I also want to block my quarterback as much as possible to get him to throw that ball. And I also want to win the game with my team.
John, bring me into game one through your eyes. What are you thinking about?
I mean, I think there were 7-1 last year. 7-1. I mean, yeah, they're a solid 7-2. They were a solid team. I mean, we went off a tough record last year. So, I mean, I feel like we're a lot better. I mean, last year, I feel like the talent-wise, we were a lot better. So I feel like the record didn't really show that. But this year, I feel like we're a lot better. So I feel like it'll be a good game. It'll definitely be a good game.
We do the Tell Me Something Good About Coach. It's going to be interesting for you, John. So, Nyquez, I'll go to you first. Tell me something good about Coach Sindone.
I think you should get John on this one first.
And I'm going to let him go second.
Just go.
These long pauses might turn into long runs in practice. Anything good? Anything you like?
I love his plays.
You love his plays?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You love Coach's plays. Fair enough. John, tell me something good about Coach, a.k.a. Dad.
I'd say he motivates me a lot.
Okay.
I get frustrated a lot sometimes with play calls, or sometimes if I have a bad play, I mean, he'll yell at me, but at the end of the day, he's just trying to get me better. So I feel like motivation is probably one of the biggest things.
He motivates you a lot.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, I got one. I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love his speeches.
You love his speeches?
He gives great speeches. Like if I tell you you need a word of mine, he the man to go.
Okay. So is there a memorable thing that he said to you or to the team?
We're not going to beat ourselves.
We're not going to beat ourselves?
We're not going to beat ourselves. We got to come together.
All right, I like it. Before we get into rapid fire, you guys are going to tell me something good about each other. Nyquez, tell me something good about John.
He's funny.
He's funny?
Yeah, he's very funny.
Okay, all right. John, tell me something good about Nyquez.
I was just going to say he's funny. I mean, he can always just make me laugh.
Okay.
In the huddle, sometimes he'll make a joke, so it'll make me laugh. Give me a little less intense.
Okay, so he knows how to calm you down in
yes.
the huddle.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to play rapid fire here. This is part two of our special kickoff edition for the Liverpool Warriors football team at Avicoli's on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. John, you get the first question today.
Who is like the biggest like celebrity you've ever worked with or talked to?
So I have a sports show. I have an entertainment. We do a lot of different shows, so it could be any show.
Yeah.
Okay. Entertainment wise, probably talking to Anson Mount, who plays Black Bolt in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So probably building a friendship with him has been pretty crazy.
Oh.
So I would say that. I would say if we're talking sports, it's very hard to choose. But my late great friend up in heaven, Floyd Little. I'd have to say
gotcha.
Floyd.
Okay.
Because I remember his inspirational words. I can pick them up daily if I need them.
Yeah.
All right, John, let's see here. John, what is your greatest achievement thus far in your life? Could be football, could be school, could be that you were at home and you put the hula hoop around and did it 200 times, could be literally anything. What's your greatest achievement? I can't hula hoop, by the way. That's why I brought that up.
Greatest
achievement.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't really know. I mean,
something you're proud of.
I guess playing varsity football as a freshman.
Playing varsity football as a freshman. All right, I like it. Nyquez, what's your question for me?
What's your favorite thing to do outside of work?
Favorite thing to do outside of work?
Yeah.
I would say probably I've been singing my whole life, so I'd probably say music because I've been singing, writing, and putting music together, so I'd probably say music. And I'd also say I like going on vacation. I like just taking trips. I'm a big amusement park guy. I will go on any ride unless it's like a spin you ride. Like I won't go on the teacups because I don't need to spin my head around like 400 times, but I'll go on any roller coaster that's out there. Any single one. All right, Nyquez. If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and what one teammate would you take?
The Bahamas.
Bahamas, okay.
And I would take...
That would be me. I'm just saying.
Who are you taking?
I'll take Tayari.
Why?
Because Tay is fun.
Tay
like
is
when
fun.
I tell you take a nap, fun.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, John, what's your last question for me?
What's like the coolest, like we were talking about roller coasters, what's the coolest amusement park you've ever been to?
Coolest amusement park I've ever been to. Busch Gardens was the amusement park. It was down in Tampa.
Yeah.
It was the first one that I went on where the track was above me and my feet were dangling. So I would say probably going on the Montu there. And Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, that roller coaster is one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Yeah.
And when I go down to Florida, because when you go to Disney, you have to reserve, like when you're going each day, you have to reserve a park, but you can park out.
Mm-hmm.
I reserve almost every day Epcot, not because I want to go to Epcot all day long, but so I can ride Guardians every single day that I'm down in Florida and then go to another park.
Gotcha.
I said, I feel like I'm living like a Mariah Carey life. I go to ride my ride and then I'm done. I go to Epcot, ride Guardians, and I'm like, okay, I've had a good day.
Yeah.
So as long as you could go on Guardians. I think we need to do a Liverpool football trip to Epcot and ride Guardians of the Galaxy. So I'll be the tour guide. I used to work at Disney. All right, so I would say that. All right, John, let me think here. My last one for you. I'm going to make this one difficult for you because I was told by an unnamed source that I should give you something difficult. If you could describe yourself as a cereal, what cereal would you be and why? What cereal would you be? We heard what the fans want, so what do you want?
Just say it, try. Just say it.
No.
What cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Why?
Because it's my favorite. Not really because, like...
Okay.
I don't know. It's because it's my favorite.
Okay. It's one of my favorites, too. I got it in the house right now. All right, Nyquist, what's your last one for me?
She's got me. If you can get a medal, as many medals as you could for anything that you do, outside of work, inside of work, at home or whatever, what would you get the most medals for?
Being a good Samaritan and helping people. If I could rack up medals anywhere, I wouldn't want to accept them, but if I'm going to receive an award for anything, let it be that I help somebody else. I don't want I don't want the award to be about me. All right, Nyquist, my last one for you. I'm going to throw you in a movie universe. I could put you anywhere. So I'm screenwriting, which I've worked on before. I'm screenwriting right now. I'm writing a script. I can put you in any universe. What universe am I putting you in and why?
The Spider-Verse.
Okay. What character are you going to be?
Spider-Man.
You're going to be Spider-Man?
Yeah.
All right. So does that mean that we're going to be bringing the into the Spider-Verse across the Spider-Verse? We're going to bring that to a reality?
Yeah.
Okay. Live action?
Of course.
Who are you going to fight against? Who's the villain?
John.
Who is it?
John.
John's a villain?
Yeah.
Okay. What character is John going to play?
I've never even watched it.
The villain of the Spider-Verse. Huh?
Okay. So right now it would be Spider-Man 2099 would be the villain. Did you see the new one?
No, I watched it.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll figure out what villain you're going to be, John. With that being said, for Nyquist Madison, John Sindoni, myself, Dan Tortora, this has been our part two of our Liverpool Warriors football special kickoff broadcast from Amicoli's. Please give these gentlemen a round of applause. We got a couple more coming up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Jeff, just embarrassed the whole family.
Good job, guys.